Blog Talk Radio.
Can only be heard in the dark. Don't ever forget that. As I'm scraping my talon on cold marble coffin, I have white Christmas lights still on in the dark, dark room. Totally dark except for the Christmas lights, the candy cane, pink and red, and all my beautiful Christmas cards and presents. Here's one of them. Can you hear that? I'm wrestling with one of my Christmas presents, but you have to turn on all the lights as I turn to the north, to the south, to the west, and to the east. I did that in the totally wrong direction. North, south, west, east. As I broadcast live across this entire planet we call Earth, and what a crazy, crazy planet it is. Can be. For instance, before I forget, I want to say at the top of the show, because there's so many things that I forget to say during the course of Night Owls Radio, that I want the actor Matthew McFadden to be on Night Owls Radio, aka the most gorgeous voice actor that ever existed. And I do mean ever existed. Matthew McFadden, to be on this show. So who's ever out there listening and knows a way to get a hold of him, I need to have him on this show. I need him on the show. Now, he was on Ripper Street on British TV. If you don't know about him, he was on the Jack the Ripper Ripper Street. Now, and a lot of other great things. I cannot find our movie for tonight because, as usual, here I was getting ready to get into my pajamas. I'm gonna get into the pajamas during the break because there is no break on this show. So what am I talking about? But I always scurry around during the show to try to find the movie. And there's so many movies to choose from, but this one tonight I was really looking forward to, so too bad I can't find it because I was looking forward to it. Oh, that's live radio, as they say. I was really looking forward to it when I heard about it. It's about a mermaid. And since this is Night Owls, it's Night what? Night Tide, starring Dennis Hopper. Yeah, Dennis Hopper is in it, and it's a woman. It's all about this woman who tells him that she works in the, well, he already knows that she works in a sideshow. She works in a sideshow. She claims to be A mermaid. A mermaid, one of my favorite topics.
Hmm? Yeah.
Recently, we were mermaids. Although she appears to be human and works in the fact show, there's also a black-clad woman in black involved in this movie, apparently. Okay. I don't have time to get into my little nightgown on Night Owl's radio. It's usually due towards the end of the show. But at least I pretend that I do it towards the end of the show. I'm also lifting some weights as we speak. Doing some weightlifting, but it's actually one of my college textbooks. The college textbook is heavy enough to be a weight. Wait a minute. I gotta switch arms. Wait a minute, everybody. Sci-fi horror movies on Internet Archive, and we cannot find the great blood about mermaids. Well, at least you know what it's called, so you can listen to it yourselves. I'm not gonna. No, let's see what our other choices are. I'm gonna play for you. I could play for you "Scared to Death." It says it has Spanish subtitles. Well, what could Spanish subtitles going to help you when it's on the radio? Even if, don't you mean English subtitles that you could hear instead? Here's your choices. Monster, a.k.a. Monstroid. No? Okay. No? You don't want to hear that one? Here it is. Nighttime. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you so much. I only had to go through two movies to find tonight's starring feature. Nighttime from 1961. At least you'll get to hear about 8 minutes of it. 1961. And we're already going into 2020. Oh, my Christmas fun and frivolity. You can see up on Facebook, Radio Miss X. Want to see all the photos? All the photos of Christmas 2019. Yeah, go to Facebook, Radio Miss X. Go into the water after you've eaten, but I'm a mermaid, so that shouldn't matter. She's a mermaid, remember?
Child, and he adopted
Like some cookies? We'll have some chocolate chip cookies over here. I'll show you my Christmas presents too. It took me 2 days to unwrap them. Do for you in the next show is do an update on the one-way trip to Mars. I haven't heard too much about those guys lately. Have you heard anything from the one-way trip to Mars people?
I do understand. Captain Murdoch, there's one thing I've been wondering about. Jody told me about a woman who frightened her. She was supposed to be one of these sea people. I assume she was part of your plan. Woman, I don't know what
you're... That's the siren call. He listens to the siren call of the mermaid.
I don't know what you're talking about.
The mermaid.
I told you everything. There I go. Guard? I saw that with my own eyes. This wasn't just something out of Moore's imagination. It's almost as if there was some truth to what she said. I think it's more likely that Captain Murdoch is merely trying to protect the woman. I suppose so. Yes?
The shore patrol men are here to pick up Drake, sir.
He'll be right out. Well, good luck, my boy. Just on the wall.
Hello. I saw that you were here, so I came down to see if there was anything I could do for you. I'm sorry about Laura.
Around. That's part of the night tide movie too. Okay. Mermaid background. Yeah. Seems to me like there's just a lot of music going on in that movie. Well, that seemed more like a music mermaid than a mermaid. Music mermaid. Mermaid. Next time it's going to be Keep My Grave Open. That's going to be the movie next time. Keep My Grave Open. And until then, and we do an update on the one-way trip to Mars on our next show. Until then, remember, always remember what I tell you. In the words of the immortal, she be something else. And until then... Happy screams.
Mm-hmm.